Happy March, everyone. This is Jan Brutt, and this is my March hedgegram. I'm looking out into our backyard and seeing the snow come down. Another 6 inches is expected. All the wild birds are eager to eat before the storm, and since the feeder is in front of the window, we have a bird feeder theater. We've had so much snow, it has covered the bird bath and the rhododendron, and is close to the windowsill. The bird's plumage against the white snow is ever inspiring. And maybe this showcasing of white is why my books with snow in them are my favorites. I can't decide which is more striking, the brilliant red of the cardinals and blue of the blue jays, or the subtle browns of the song sparrows and wrens. The woodpeckers are in a class by themselves, reminding me how nature's patterns and colors are unexpected and perfect. Our red-bellied woodpeckers are large and have black and white stripes in a ladder pattern up their back. On their head is a splash of vibrant orange-red. The flickers, another woodpecker, in flight flash a yellow-gold on the underside of their wings. The backs are brown and black tiger stripes, and the bellies are cream with black polka dots. As if these colors aren't remarkable enough, they have a deep, dark V on their chest and red on their heads. I have put wild birds in my books, the snowy owl in the animal Santa, the toucan in the umbrella, and robins in the Easter egg. And since chickens are birds, cinders, a chicken Cinderella qualifies too. Another theme that I keep exploring in my books is baking, and this is the perfect time of year to bake, it being very cold outside here in New England. It is road race season, and since I like long distances, I start with a breakfast of an egg and a slice of my bread. The bread is made with a flour I send away for from King Arthur Bread Company. There is an ancient grain mix and a 9-grain flour that I mix with flaxseed meal, their special seed mix, and a hazelnut flour. There are also dried cranberries, lingonberries, chopped walnuts, and my chicken's eggs in the bread. I love kneading the dough and thinking about the book I'm just starting, so far called The Gingerbread Christmas. Just as the gingerbread baby pops out of the oven, a live character, in this book, gingerbread instruments fly out, playing music. In the book, Maddie intentionally peeks in the oven too soon. Every week I go to my husband Joe's concerts at Symphony Hall. I love music, but I am a listener rather than a player. My seat is in the first balcony where I can see him and his double bass, over 6 feet tall. The double bass is one of the instruments Maddie shapes and cooks in the oven, along with the violin, cello, trumpet, clarinet, French horn, and bass drum. I've spent most of February making the instruments into characters. The gingerbread baby will be a singer and will always be in the spotlight. I'm working on the book dummy for Gingerbread Christmas. I've done a manuscript, but it's a little sketchy. I'm hoping the visuals will help the storytelling along. I'm hoping to spend March painting the dummy while enjoying the birds in the snow, the Boston Symphony, and baking gingerbread along with some long runs where maybe those good ideas I hope will come surprise me. Happy reading and creating. Your friend, Jan Brutt.